cop from the future. 2045. Detroit is a wasteland. They call me...
You hear that wah?
They call me Chick Donovan.
Come a little closer, baby, it's alright.
The streets are hell.
Maybe we can start a little fire tonight.
Danger?
No.
This is it.
Pull the shades, lock the door.
Pull the shades, lock the door. Don't waste my time, girl. You better be sure.
That's turning into a rape real quick.
Because I know what I want.
With my fist! I never heard this song.
Is this from the 80s?
Of course it
is. No, it's not.
What other era could this be from?
It could be like one of those like modern day like fucking idiots that wear spandex. That can't be from the 80s. I never heard that song. You heard that song before?
It's gotta be. It's definitely an 80s song. Unless it's one of those like those like weird.
It's a band called Danger Danger.
Those ironic white kid hipsters that
right,
do
they're from like fucking Brooklyn.
So I was driving my father's car because I had to use my father's car and I got a funny story about this afterwards. Anyway, before I get into that, welcome to the Creepy Corner. My name is Justin Gatiss. To my left is Anthony Zenhauser.
Holy shit.
Danger.
And Carmen DeFabio.
Danger Danger is an American glam band formed in 1987 in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
Get
no,
out
dude,
of here.
So he has
look at him, too.
Oh, no, I just saw the picture right now when I was playing the song.
That's what your dad was listening to?
They're from Queens, too, which
Carmen
is
and I had a female teacher who was actually kind of hot that had the same haircut as all these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the bangs.
Yeah,
like
the
pool long
perm.
Yeah.
They're from Queens, too, so they're like, come on over here, buddy.
But like, those lyrics are awful.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I was driving, and he has Sirius Satellite, which I don't ever listen to. I just plug my phone into the car, like in my car. But
yeah.
I was in his car, and I didn't really know how to do it. So like, he has Sirius. And like I just went on to like, I was just flipping through the stations. And that
yeah.
was like the 80s station. And like I was like, who the fuck is the best is their name is Danger Danger,
yeah.
and a song is called Naughty Naughty. So like they like double using
words. What are they, Borat?
Yeah. Dude, you want to hear the rest of that song? I know you do.
Members,
you go home.
Ted, Bruno, Andy, Steve. And
they're Italian.
All of them are Italian.
That makes it better for some reason.
I'm Rob Marcello. Get over here, my fucking car.
They used to be a trapeze.
I know what I want.
They used to be a trapeze act.
They're from Queens, so actually the band's name is Danger Danger.
Yeah, Danger, like Danger
yeah.
Danger. Yeah, they say Soder, but
yeah.
they say Danger.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come out the gate with the story before I forget it. So my dad had it. Me and my father worked together, for those who don't know, and... I took his car because I had to pick up a bike.
Is it still the convertible?
No. He's got an SUV now. That's why. He hasn't had a convertible
for years. I pictured you listening to that song with a convertible. And I was like, that's great.
And the
great.
Weather was right for
yeah,
it, too.
Perfect.
Yeah, my hair would have been blown in the wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been nice. So he lent me his SUV, and he took my little stick Beamer home.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So... the person I was getting the bike from and me had like three voicemails when we got to the place. My dad, first of all, this is the funny part about it. My dad came here as a poor Portuguese immigrant with like, you know, like he just nothing. He had nothing. He's been driving cars with like the auto start for like 6 years now, like two cars in a row, like lease. He has a Mercedes-Benz BMW. A Mercedes-Benz SUV.
Yeah.
So all these things that he's flipping out and he's like, Justin, your car is not starting. And
it was so, why?
So I was like, wait, I didn't even listen to the voicemail yet. This will be new to me.
Uh-huh.
So he left me a voicemail. I kind of wanted to display it on the show. I don't even know what's going to happen. But when I spoke to him, he goes, your car is dead. It's dead. And he said it just like that. And I was like, Dad, did you like put the key in like hard? Like you got to like click it in. And he goes, oh, fuck, I got to put the key in. And he goes,
goes, pressing at the AC button.
It's not like mine. And he said it just like that. He goes, it's not like mine. He sat there for 25 minutes in my car.
Oh, man.
Parked. With the keys in his pocket.
Well, the funny thing about that
your father called you up to call you poor. That's what happened.
I was like, Dad, it's from 2011. They didn't invent that shit.
They didn't have buttons yet.
The funny thing about that is that how many fucking years did your dad have to turn a key in a
That's
car?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like,
that's
he
the
got
fucking
so spoiled
funny thing.
In two leased cars. He got so spoiled with his little BMW. He had a Lincoln before. And now he has a Benz. It's a beautiful car. But, dude, the same at the same side, I got in his Benz. I didn't know how to control anything.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man. Your dad must have shit when iPhone got rid of the home button. He's like, how do I close the app?
He literally sat in a parked car in front of the barbershop for 25 minutes until I called him. And I was like, put the key. God. And he goes, you got to put the key in.
He was. But you got to understand, like, your dad wanted to call you after the first 5 minutes. But he's like, no.
I'm going to figure this out. He opened
the
hood.
I'm the man still.
Yeah.
Now, should I play the voicemail? I haven't even heard it yet.
He opens
I
the
have
hood.
A voicemail.
Yeah, play it, man.
All right, hold on. It's only 9 seconds long. It's probably just him saying fuck.
Yeah.
Although, I hope he doesn't say anything personal.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
I'm at my house at bleep, 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 bleep. It tells the address.
Oh, hold on. It came out all low.
Rectal difficult fees. We're experiencing some rectal difficult fees.
Push the speaker button. There you go.
Oh, he doesn't sound angry at all. I was really hoping he sounded angry.
Maybe he'd get angrier as the message goes on. It says
it's nine
no,
seconds.
Only 9 seconds. No,
so maybe.
Well, you know what it is? The message he gave the person who I was with was worse because I think that was the second message.
Yeah.
I should have her send it
he's
over.
He's probably now, he was like waiting for fucking to talk to you and he's not hearing back. So now he's even getting
I hope this comes through. Let me just try one more time.
Is this on Monday?
Justin, it's me. I can't get this thing started. All right, call me back. Bye.
God, this thing started. I hope they came through.
It's so funny though how well he speaks English. I know he's been here a while.
He's been here since he was 17.
But I know, but it's so hard learning another language, and then to be very, very good at it.
He does use words wrong, though.
He does still.
He says regardless when regardless is not the
fuck.
Word.
Mike, Murph says that too.
And irregardless.
Said, yeah, and he says absurd all the time. It's his favorite.
Well, that's
word.
Not. But that's not
absurd. That's absurd.
That's absurd.
That's absurd. I want to get, like, one day for Father's Day, I'll get him, like, a T-shirt that says,
absurd.
That's absurd.
Absurd.
Yeah.
We actually sell those as merch at the Creepy Corner store. That's absurd.
We laugh at the barbershop because of the way he picks up the phone. He goes, Henry's, how can I help you? And the other thing is my dad makes fun of Asians all the time. And Asians and midgets are like my dad's like Achilles heel.
Sure.
But he does it in front of other Asians. And I'm like, you need to, like, you can't, that's not, because Asians don't complain.
Yeah.
So, like, you know right. what I mean? And it's not hateful. He's just like, oh, yeah, they you know, they can't see very well. Like, he's talking about the parking and shit like that.
You know why they don't complain? Because they got more work than us.
Yeah.
Dude, they're doing better than any white
person
in America.
They're the ultimate white person.
Your dad's like, oh, I love giving your people a haircut. I just put a bowl right on top.
I just use chopsticks.
That's... That would actually be a funny clip if you use chopsticks in one hand instead of a comb and then use scissors. That's not a bad idea. You
dude,
could probably do
how
it.
Offended with I that. Bet you there's how some, offended with that person be?
I bet you there's some ancient Japanese haircutting secret.
They would take it in silence.
Right.
Yeah.
They would take it in silence.
Go ahead. What's
I bet you there's some weird ancient Japanese haircutting like, technique where you use chopsticks. They have all sorts of weird
You know what?
Shit.
It's not. If you're doing like a scissor cut, it's not the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah.
You could pick a pair with chopsticks.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, I'm pretty proud of my chopstick skills.
It's important today to have good chopstick skills.
Yeah.
For sure.
What, in case I want to marry an Asian?
I don't know, just that, you know, people look at that and they feel more comfortable in a sushi restaurant watching you.
And they think you're cultured.
Right.
Yeah, you could lie.
Plus,
you
can go to Japan and you won't feel silly.
And the thing is, as much as they don't say anything, they judge you. They're very judgmental.
Oh,
people.
The Chinese, dude. There's a guy on YouTube. He has a whole YouTube channel. He speaks Chinese, right? Mm-hmm. His whole YouTube channel is him going to, like, Chinatown
and going into restaurants right. and then speaking Chinese to Chinese people.
Right. And every don't
time
know
he, every time he does it, they go, they're like, oh, they're like amazed that a fucking round eye could speak Chinese. It's pretty weird.
Oh, he has round eyes.
Yeah, he's a white kid.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
He's a little fucking braggart is what he is.
Yeah, right. He goes in.
It's like Frank Costanza going into the nail salon.
Yeah.
He's going in knowing he speaks very good Mandarin. Yeah. And then he comes in and people go, well, oh, you speak so good. He goes, you know, not so good.
He goes into a Chinese restaurant.
You know a couple words. I'm sure they get slightly
But he
impressed.
Does.
The waitress comes over.
Dick.
She's like, hello, would you like to see a menu? And he's like, sure, shame, shame, shame. And their eyes just go like, whoa.
Their eyes look like ours?
Yeah.
You look like me.
Their eyes turn American real fast.
Sherp Shane, Sherp Shane,
Sherp Shane. I was watching that.
That'll be the name of the episode. Sherp Shane,
Sherp Shane, Sherp Shane.
We'll figure out how to spell it later.
How good was that? That old South
Just
Park.
Just call it Chinese noises.
That old South Park Chin Pokemon episode.
Chin Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh my god, how good was that?
Did you watch the pandemic special?
Not yet.
Oh, I watched the first one. I didn't watch the one from last night.
I watched it today at work. And it was supposed to come on.
It
was supposed to come on HBO Max, but it wasn't on there, so I had to watch it on the Comedy Central website, which fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Because there was commercials.
Oh man, poor right. you.
Commercials suck.
Brainwashing these communist brainwash commercials. On
It'll be
Comedy
on HBO
Central.
Tomorrow. Or
I
today.
Think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It usually takes a day.
The Jews were pretty upset about it.
what?
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spoil. Do you? I mean, you know.
Oh, the Jews were
They
upset.
Get into a little bit of the Pizzagate.
Oh, good.
And,
I'm excited.
And, you
now.
Know, like the elites.
I'm probably going to watch it after we finish this
yeah,
episode.
The elites
yeah.
murdering kids and drinking their blood and shit.
Oh, he goes into, like, what they.
Oh,
parties
dude.
They've been
Trey
to.
Parker and Matt Stone are going to get murdered. Mm-hmm. They're going
to
get Clinton.
You know what's funny? Because they have such a hard stance towards Hollywood because Hollywood has wanted nothing to do with them for a long time.
Right.
No, they kind of broke into like what we're trying to
well,
do.
Well, they kind of do things on their terms, though. You know what I mean? Like they're kind right. of not that they're out of the loop, but they make fun of Hollywood all the time.
Yeah.
No, they're out of the loop.
Yeah.
They're on their own
they're
little
on their
wavelength.
Own, they're on their way. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It gets very meta at one point.
It's crazy how those guys went from like they just looked like a bunch of dude like dickheads. Like
making cardboard.
Young.
They made that shit in college.
Dude, in construction paper.
Yeah.
And then they're fucking geniuses. Both like two geniuses got together at the right time.
It's hard to
right
even
thing.
Watch the really old episodes now.
Yeah.
They're so budget. Like, it,
yeah.
But at the time, it
well,
was
we
fucking.
We were in seventh grade. That was the
it
shit.
It was sixth
dude.
Or seventh grade.
Yeah.
It was like 1996.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because I didn't have cable.
Yeah,
I didn't
I used
have
to go to
Comedy
Circuit
Central.
City
yeah.
and buy the fucking VHS tapes for
I
like four
with,
episodes.
I was with you. I
yeah.
think I still have some of mm-hmm. them. But, or there was like one of our friends that had like cable and like we, once or twice we were lucky and like. You know, this is before DVRs, obviously.
But that's how super tame that TV used to be before South Park came out, because now
no.
that's tame.
Dude.
South Park changed the
Drawn
game.
Together.
Park.
I started watching Drawn
yeah,
Together.
That was after South
I got,
Park.
Yeah,
dude.
I know
Long
it was
after.
After. But
way
even
after.
After
like
South,
10 years after.
That show would be, they would crucify the writers.
I forgot it. I've seen it.
In this day and age.
Yeah, well, there was the Superman Fuck Dead Girls. The black girl was like a whore.
She was a whore and just a total black stereotype.
Right. The pig is like a pedophile. Well, one of them is a pedophile.
There was the gay Legend of Zelda guy, but they call him like homo and shit.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, really?
And that's when Zoltar became a homo.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, do you know there's a like a porn Zelda character?
Yeah.
It's like one of those like
cosplay?
Like, no, like is it hentai? What do they call
hentai.
The hentai?
Yeah, Japanese
that's Japanese
porn.
It's just like anime.
Well, no, it's not
Japanese
anime.
Porn.
It's like CGI.
Hentai.
It's Princess Zelda getting fucked.
Oh,
there's
really?
A Twitter page on it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I should have followed it. I was like, I'm going to look like a creep if I follow
I'm not
I
into
forgot,
that.
Like, the actual handle.
Not into that. You're,
I'm not into
I
it
believe
either,
you're incorrect, too. Hentai is animated. All of it.
Hentai
is
anime porn.
Yes.
This yeah. is CGI, so it's, I guess it's
oh,
kind of different.
I thought you said all Japanese porn is hentai. I thought
no. He didn't say that.
Not at all.
so no, this so is much. Like, and it looks like real. Like, I mean, it's Zelda. It's Princess Zelda.
Yeah.
But she's just, like, getting gangbanged.
I can't wait for deepfakes. That's going to be ridiculous.
Just every celebrity
every,
you've
anyone
ever wanted.
You could imagine.
I would love to watch myself get fucked.
Did you see that TikTok?
I'm about to put my face on these girls.
That'd be so weird.
Dude,
oh, that's
if I can,
so hot.
If I can get that deep fake going with your face or some or Murph's face or
that's
somebody.
That's the problem. We're going to be able to do too many things. Like, we could ruin lives.
I sent you guys the TikTok. There's a guy on TikTok. He makes fucking Tom Cruise TikToks, but it's not really Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's...
It's fucking crazy. It looks
just
real.
Like him. One of my clients, he was like, did you see the Tom Cruise deepfakes?
Yeah.
And I was just like, my friend sent me a link, but it didn't work. It didn't work, your link, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. But I was at work, you know. I wasn't, like,
it looks
digging too deep.
So real.
It's
except
scary.
When he turns his head, it gets a little flashy for a second.
It's scary. You could really blackmail people for, like, doing nothing now.
In certain conspiracy theory circles, they think that every time Joe Biden appears on television, it's a deep fake.
Dude, I just saw the video of him.
They look
hold
fake.
On, of him signing the bill and just, first of all, does he have, like, 40... angry women with him all the time.
All the time. He asked
all
them.
The time. They're just like, all right, no more questions, no more questions, no more questions. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, this is, like, awful. He's
well,
like,
that's
hyenas.
That's the communist Jew takeover. That's what that is. They're all standing behind him, making sure he keeps, you know, that he's in line.
Dude, he signed the fucking bill.
Yeah.
And it's like a $1 trillion bill. It's something crazy. He did
the,
it like
yeah,
today.
The COVID.
And then he wouldn't release. Answer.
You know what sucks?
He just gets up and walks out. I'm like, well, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah,
man?
Right. What the fuck?
Who are you?
I think a lot of people that voted for him are like, fuck,
his press secretary?
Yeah.
Every time they ask her a hard-hitting question, she's
circle
like,
back.
We'll circle back to that.
They
okay,
call her, they
you.
Call her conservative news sites. They call her a hot sake.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
There's nothing hot about her.
Dude, she is so fuck. Ugh. I hate everything about her.
This what? Sucks.
We went from the hottest, like, press secretary person or whatever it is.
That chick was pretty hot.
She was
about,
super
are
hot.
Are they talking about Sean Spicer?
McKinney or whatever her name was?
I don't
was?
Even know her name, which shows my ignorance.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. Talking about
Trump's
the
girl
blonde,
was so much better.
The blonde housewife.
But she was much smarter, too. She was quick on her feet. Yeah. She knew how to answer. This one just avoids everything.
It also sucks that, like, they fucking banned Trump from everything because I really miss that guy.
Dude.
I miss him so much. It's not even it's not fun anymore.
No, it's not. This is so boring.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, and now there's, like,
Biden
nothing.
Just does whatever he wants. No repercussions whatsoever.
Dude, nobody says a goddamn thing.
Yeah,
we're in three more wars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, we weren't in a war for years. And now
we
have troops.
The price of gas went up 60 cents a gallon.
I put in $40 yesterday, and I got like 75% of my tank filled.
Terrible.
I'm like, I have a little car. You know what I mean? I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Your car
dude.
Is a nightmare.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about gas. I'm
just
talking
about gas.
No, it starts just fine when you put the keys in it.
BMWs are good for like 10% of the trip.
Believe
it
or not,
it's like it's or maybe 20%
well,
of the trip.
No, my BMW will probably last for another 10 years.
Yeah, but it's so.
But
fucking
every
expensive
time something happens,
something.
Yes,
and something always happens to your fucking car,
dude. Well, my car got slammed while I was parked in front of my shop. It got slammed in front of here.
When? Just when that happened?
A couple weeks ago. So the owner of the restaurant next door walked
Jesus
in with my
Christ.
Grill in his hand, and
oh,
he goes,
wow.
"I think this is yours."
That sucks.
And I was like, "Fuck!" It was like 4 p.m.
Was
you
it
know
a hit
what I mean?
Run?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Pleasure.
No, somebody parked really fucked up and sped away.
In Scarsdale,
yep.
too, huh?
And it was out of. We have cameras.
Yeah.
But it was just a couple spots ahead of my shop. It was in front of the restaurant.
And
I'm telling you
something. That's the last time I'm going to Scarsdale.
Oh, and I bet you they had like a fucking Tesla or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, sure.
That's the worst part. It's like they're like, oh, their insurance will pay for it. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Dude, Tesla's mechanics come to you.
Is that true?
Yes. You call them up, you say, there's something wrong with my car. They come to your fucking house and check it out.
Is it, like, super expensive?
Well,
it's probably under warranty.
Yeah,
to
right.
buy a Tesla.
Yeah.
I gotta get a new battery tomorrow. I just
that's only like $100, though.
Yeah, it used to be fucking.
I don't know. Those fucking electric car batteries might be more.
No, his battery.
Oh,
his
my battery. Car battery.
Yeah.
But I was thinking yesterday, the reason why I said that was because that's going to be the new thing that everyone's going to be mining for now, right, is lithium.
Well, that's why they went into Afghanistan.
Yeah. And that's hard.
Sorry,
and that's
why we have three more wars going on.
And if you think there's like, if you think it's like, the slavery with those oil mines and shit, it's fucking these lithium mines. There's gonna be a lot of slavery going on with that shit.
Probably.
That's
yeah.
What,
for sure.
Afghanistan has the largest deposits of lithium in the fucking planet.
Of course, it's over there. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Right.
One place we didn't check yet.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese are fucking stripping Africa like a goddamn...
Dude.
Like just, a Honda Civic in the South Bronx.
They just it's so funny. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they just did something today where they pretty much said that whatever Hong Kong legislation can't be voted in unless it's approved by Beijing.
Yeah.
So that basically means there's no more
Hong
Kong.
We own you. Yeah.
There's no more Hong Kong. Uh-huh.
Well, they've been trying to take Hong Kong for a while.
Well, they were trying to do it last year. There was a protest about you know,
the protests that disappeared out of nowhere.
Protests that followed that led to COVID.
Wasn't it like a 3-week protest? And it like all of a sudden nobody talks about it anymore.
Yep. Well, we had a problem with this whole pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to take Taiwan, and Sleepy Joe is not going to do a goddamn thing about it.
This was a very...
Why should he do anything?
Convenient thing for the people that are taking advantage of it.
Here's my thing. Don't, you know, take Taiwan. It's not our fucking business.
No, it is our business.
Why?
Because we get a lot of shit manufactured in Taiwan just to fuck the Chinese.
Yeah, but we have so much going on in China. What's the difference?
Because you don't want to fucking... Well, all right.
He's in the juice.
DJT's whole trade bullshit was we're paying the Chinese all this money. They don't pay us nothing. That's why we went to China, to Taiwan. Because it's a different country.
Right.
So we're not paying the same kind of tariffs on goods that...
Sure. I get that. But, I mean, at the same time, China owns about, what, 60% of...
Just because they speak the same language, they're entitled to them?
No, I'm saying... Well, whatever. But why do we always got to get involved in all the other skirmishes?
To represent our interests in the region?
Well, you don't want them to get too big is another thing. That's why we went into Vietnam, you know
they're
what I mean?
Too
like,
big.
Well, Trump's deterrent was, yeah, we're going to sanction your fucking balls off if you go into Taiwan. Joe Biden's just going to be like, hey, brother, come on in. Well, I don't know what's going on here. You just take the country over. I got things going on over here. Black people. That's Joe Biden.
That's a spot on impression
right
there.
It's good,
right?
Actually working on it.
A sound bite from CNN.
That should be your like ongoing for the rest of the next four years.
That's your SNL character. Yeah. I let you do it, even though you look nothing like him.
Black people, you just gotta throw it black people.
Black people at the end. Yeah,
they let you do it like the way Chevy Chase used to do Gerald Ford. You know, like you just put a suit on him and have him fall around a lot.
Come on, man! We're going outside, and the kids are out there, and the black people.
Jimmy crack corn.
Hey, my leg hairs blonde.
Not the fucking weirdo.
You haven't seen that guy on Instagram, Kyle Donegan?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucking brilliant. He does all that shit. He does like Mario Cuomo impressions.
Oh, fuck! All right, listen. Who brought it up? Was it you? Somebody brought up. Oh no! It was my cousin Lou. Brought up the Mario Cuomo thing, so there's like a petition now to change
the
Tappan Zee Bridge, because it's called the Mario Cuomo Bridge, and now people are flipping out, and there's like a thing going on. I'm signing this fucking petition.
Could you imagine the balls that
to
fucking
bring it back to the Tappan Zee Bridge? Yeah. Take away the Mario Cuomo.
Well, yeah, because now he's a rapist, so they're gonna go after him.
Well, it's not Mario Cuomo that's a rapist.
No, but
his son is. Yeah.
You know, Mario Cuomo tried to make an honest living killing turtles and mushrooms, and this fucking guy. This fucking guy had to go ruin it.
Turtles. Eating flowers and spitting fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just breaking blocks with his fist for fucking 25 years.
Good old stonemason.
It'd be funny if when they built the new bridge, it was just a green pipe that you got in and it went pew, 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 and you just ended up on the other side.
If that ever happens in real life, I'm going to be so excited.
That'd be awesome.
I knew that was going to happen. I watched your phone sitting on it.
They got all kinds of shit guarding that, yo. No, it's great.
It sounded like nothing was guarding anything. it
actually made a snapping noise when it hit the ground.
That was my spine trying to bend over to pick it up.
Like if an OtterBox falls, it just makes a muffled noise.
Yeah, it's like thunk.
That was hard plastic on wood.
Not to get too far off the point, but it'd be great if life was like that a little bit. Like if you were running late, all of a sudden it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I feel like that every day on the way to work. Like
all of a sudden you hear that. No, that noise.
If only everything was like Mario.
Right. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
He was
so awesome.
If you had a brother following you around, like, you know, and if you died and you come back to life, you know what I mean, several times.
People just fucking hurling turtle shells at each other.
We should make a live action Mario.
Yeah.
They didn't do a great job with, what's his name?
Oh.
Captain Lou Albano?
No. Who played
Bob Hoskins?
I think it was
Luigi. Oh, that movie was such a disaster.
John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo. Yeah, dude, that movie, I enjoyed it as a kid, but if you watch it now, it's probably like the worst movie.
It has
movie
nothing
in the world
to do with Mario.
I know. It's really weird. It's really weird.
That was another
Dennis
one.
Hopper?
That was a Dennis Hopper retirement fund.
I forgot
fund
Dennis
right
Hopper was in that.
Yeah, he was King Koopa for some. He wasn't even green.
He looked pretty badass in that movie.
The Koopas were pretty cool.
They were.
The Goombas, whatever they were.
Cool
again,
suit
though, in the game,
they're little.
They're fucking a foot tall, and they're penis-shaped.
They're all Suge Knights in that one. Yeah.
And not for nothing, but Goombas.
Mini-head Suge Knights.
And what was the jetpack fucking shoes? That was what happened.
Yeah, that was
the,
a strange thing.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
You know what it is? No, back then, nobody did the homework. They just greenlit
right
shit, and then they said, "Well, we're not going to do this. Let's do this instead."
Yeah.
Oh, it's a popular video game.
Yeah. If they just throw in a reference once in a while, like the only reference in Street Fighter II, the movie.
Oh God, that movie was so fucking
was horrible
bad
with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah. The only real video game reference is when award-winning dramatic actor and embarrassment Raul Julia
is the man. Don't call
playing that, that.
Carmen calls my dad Raul Julia all the time.
Well,
no, Tim Curry is your dad.
Wait, that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, Tim Curry. In
you call my dad Raul Julia
in Rocky
times
Horror Picture Show when he's wearing all the lingerie.
No,
my dad's a manly man.
Older Tim Curry, like Congo Tim Curry with the beard.
Oh right.
Oh yeah. Wait.
Stop eating
my
sesame
cake.
Yeah, yeah. That guy.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Yeah.
Nick Elliott, my
but
my
the
cousin.
Street Fighter II, yeah. The Street Fighter II movie.
Terrible.
There's one part where Raul Julia goes.
Both of them are bad.
He goes, game over.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, that's the only real video game reference.
You know what that was? That was, we have this movie written, and we also got the rights to make a movie for this video game. Let's just combine the two together.
It was, yeah.
And make a fucking shitty movie.
It was the world of plenty back then.
Did you hear?
They probably made money off it.
So much money.
Did you hear the story about how Nick Cage was almost Superman in a movie?
Yes.
Oh, God, Nick Cage.
That was one, the Will Smith one?
No. No, what happened was, here's what happened. There was some fucking producer, I forget the guy's name, but he sucks. I don't know who the hell he is, but he has the worst taste in movies ever. He says, I want to make a Superman movie, but he can't wear a cape. And he has to, he can't fly.
And he has to fight a spider.
And he has to fight a giant spider in the third act.
Yes.
And that was.
But then that's not Superman.
That's right.
The, that's the
that's
one.
Not
that,
Superman.
Superman flies. That's what he does.
He can't fly.
That's the one that Will Smith was trying to write.
Right.
And they fired
you're
him.
You're taking away his like biggest power.
The following year. No, not Will Smith. Kevin Smith.
Kevin
so then
Smith,
the following year.
Yeah, even Kevin worse. Yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, Superman's got a rap.
A producer contacted Kevin Smith and told him, I want you to make a Superman movie.
Oh, Kevin Smith didn't.
Yes, but here's the stipulations.
Yeah, Kevin Smith, yeah.
No cape, he can't fly, and he has to fight a giant
And Kevin
spider.
Smith turned it down?
No. He started
writing it.
But then, like, something happened. I guess he kept butting heads with the guy.
No, the guy, like, fired him.
Oh, he fired him.
Yeah, yeah. He said,
I would picture Kevin
go,
Smith as
go
a comic book guy would be like, no, you can't. Like,
yeah, you're ruining everything.
Yeah.
He went with it.
There's
to a
actually
certain
pictures
degree
of Nick Cage in the Superman suit.
Oh, God.
It looks pretty weird.
Nick Cage is just not Superman.
And you know what? Superman is a stupid fucking
Nick
comic.
Cage ruined my
You're
favorite
just saying
comic
that because they're making him black now.
No. I had no idea. That's fine.
Yeah,
but,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they're going to make in the new comics, they're going to make
so
I don't about give a fuck if he's black. Whatever.
So
as long
what
as he's Superman.
It's like a kryptonite knee to the neck.
But how does he, yeah, how's he going to have that curl? They don't have hair like that.
Yeah, it's a Jerry curl now.
He's gonna have his.
He
soul
should
glow
have. He should have. Yeah, it's like Eddie Murphy's hair in the early 80s.
Wait,
so
Spider-Man.
They,
before we get to that, they, wait, go ahead.
Spider-Man was
I
a
get
was a brilliant move to make him a little black kid because, first of all, his,
wait, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the new Spider-Man. His name is Miles Morales. He's a half Puerto Rican, half black kid from the
Bronx. Oh, they're covering all bases.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. And that was a brilliant move because
they're not covering all their bases. They're just
they're checking their boxes.
They're making him brown. I mean, they're making him a reasonable.
But they're making him
mixture
two different types of brown.
Well, yeah, but that's a lot of black and Puerto Rican people
out in the Bronx.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it makes sense. It's a big demographic.
No, but that's brilliant because
you got
little
the Hispanic community and you get the black
right
community.
Little Hispanic kids love Spider-Man for some reason. It's a thing.
I think little kids love Spider-Man.
If black guys are into white women, they fuck white women. If black guys are into black women, they fuck Dominicans.
Right.
They fuck Latin women. They don't want to fuck black women.
Is that a thing?
I think it is, man. I think it's like a... I was talking to a black woman online on Tinder, and she's telling me that, like, fucking women... Black women... I mean, black men, it's like a challenge for them. It's like the Holy Grail, they call it, in the black world.
What is?
To get with like white getting women? A white woman.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, that's not news.
Why is that? Okay, so why did you...
Well, that's just because old times racism, like overcoming that, those.
Yeah,
things.
Right. It's a status symbol. I think Jack Johnson in 1920 got arrested for transporting a white woman across state
that
lines.
That was his dad. His that wife. Was the law, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they made that law for that.
I think it's a milestone for a white man to get with a black girl too. I mean,
yeah,
I know
but black
Carmen's
guys
married
go,
to one.
A lot of black
like,
guys go ape shit when they see with a black woman.
Well, no, Carmen has said this
black
before.
Women
black
are
women are the worst.
Worse, yeah.
Well,
black
women
dudes
also,
are just like, listen, I just want to have fun and not get into a fist fight.
That's also what she said to me. She said that she couldn't tell her black friends she was going out with a white guy.
Well, I had you brought that up last show. I've never had a black girlfriend. I've had Spanish girlfriends.
Yeah.
And you get hard looks from black and Spanish guys.
So you get hard looks.
Very hard looks. Like it might turn into something if, like, you know what I mean?
Carmen just doesn't notice it.
I think Carmen's just in his own world. Yeah.
Carmen's
no,
like,
I've noticed it.
Like, Brandy's looking around and seeing all these bad looks, and Carmen's going, I like pistachio ice cream.
I've noticed it.
Where are my Legos?
I've noticed it from black women, not black dudes. Black dudes call you.
I don't doubt it that you get
black
it from women,
dudes
yeah.
call you brother. They're like, oh, brother, what's up?
I don't know, man. You have nice guy face.
You
like,
are
it's different.
You're like, the only thing stopping you from being black is that your skin's not brown. Right. Yeah. You look black.
Like,
how do I look black?
Because if I
get where he's coming from.
Because if I you do, right?
You look like,
you know what I'm saying?
One of my favorite photos of all time is me and you right before you got married.
Yes.
And you look like Suge Knight.
Oh, yeah. It's a good picture. It's a good picture.
But would you have like a hardcore tan? You could totally.
Right.
If you just put him, you don't even have to change his nose or anything like that.
Southern Italian.
If you just put like that feature, like if you had that, what's the word I'm looking for?
Flat nose?
No. I'm saying that just to change the skin tone. Like I'm thinking about like a video game character.
The slider.
Yeah. Like if you just change Carmen to black, it would still work.
Well, remember
I look like giant black man dick.
Do you guys remember when Carmen made us all black?
Wait, what was his real name?
Wood. No. Wood.
Was it Wood?
Yeah.
But do you remember when Carmen made us all black one time?
I was a great-looking black man when
Asian,
he did that.
He made his Asian. He made his black.
And that's the thing. I actually looked very good black.
I didn't look bad black either. I don't
you know what sucks?
I think
was
we
a,
all looked good black.
That was
I think
an awesome
better look. Like Carmen. Carmen's exactly the same.
It was just Carmen in negative. You know what I mean?
It was just Carmen a little, like transparent.
That was an awesome feature in FaceApp, and everyone got all bent out of shape that you could make a person into a black person.
But again,
they're like, it's digital blackface.
Again, that's again,
which is
that's,
amazing technology.
But again,
why would you stifle it?
Missing the point of racism. You know what I mean? It's not like we're making fun of black people.
Right.
Everybody wants to be equally on this thing.
Right.
And we the Asians didn't complain. We made ourselves Asians.
Well, the Asians invented it.
And
they want to see what all of us look like when we're
right.
Asian.
They're
when
like,
they
you black now.
You black now. You black now.
You black now.
You black now.
That's the name of this episode.
You black now.
With an exclamation point.
Press button.
Press button. No, but Carmen does have the features. I think a lot of Italians do. That if he just got a really, really, really dark tan. Like, you threw him in the tanning bed for, like, a little too
I'm
long.
I'm telling you, if he went out, like, if he came back from a week's vacation.
I get dark as
he
shit.
He does. He gets dark. That Sicilian shit comes
he's
out.
He's like, what's his
Not
name?
Not that
Destro.
He's Sicilian, but that Southern Italian shit comes out.
He's like Destro from
Who's Destro?
G.I. Joe.
Not Destro. It was the one that would change in the sun. When he got him wet, he would change. It wasn't Destro.
Isn't that Destro?
No.
The silver head?
No, but Destro. I think Destro did change colors at some point. I don't know, but there was a G.I. Joe character. If you know out there, I'm sure Don knows because Don's a mega nerd. If
did they have G.I. Joe in Britain?
They did.
Yeah?
Yeah, they had G.I. Joe.
I feel like they had something different.
They had something else.
It was guys that watched soccer and had sticks.
The hooligans?
They couldn't have guns.
They give him, yeah, they give him like a pint glass and a snooker ball. Yeah. They play snooker. You watch
one guy's name was Cunt Smasher.
We watch him play snooker for 2 hours, and that's like their action.
Yeah.
And just get it. You just watch them get drunk at the pub for 4 hours.
I never really watched G.I. Joe, to be honest with
what?
You. Maybe when I was real little, but I don't remember any of it.
Man, I had so many G.I. Joe action figures.
Oh, so did I. I had
the movie
toys.
Was the shit.
I don't really remember much of the cartoon. I watched it. I mean, but I'm talking about
the
real
best.
Little.
The best cartoon.
That was we were like single.
You guys
low
were
single digits.
You guys
when
were
that came
young.
Out.
And I mean, I was born in the 70s, and I remember when
we
that
were born
shit
in
'84. Yeah, I was born in the last year, '79.
Oh, you're old as fuck, huh?
I'm 42.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds so weird to me. Even though I'm approaching very quickly 36.
I thought you were like 38. But you've been 30.
I knew he was 40.
You've
I
been
38 40
for like 7 years.
I'm like Dorian Gray.
He's 38 forever.
There's a, there's a fat old picture of me somewhere.
Yeah.
And every time I look at it, yeah, every year I get older, it just takes another year.
It's a blanket over it.
Believe me, you want that blanket over it.
Oh, that's funny. 42. Holy shit.
Yeah,
we're getting
so
up there.
I was in the movie theater when the Transformers movie came out.
See,
you were just born.
I feel like Transformers was before my time because I never
it
watched
was.
It as a kid.
It was. I watched it in like 83, 84.
Yeah.
You were just a baby.
I was just born, yeah. That's weird.
But it was, I remember White Lion did the fucking soundtrack for that.
You
never saw the Transformers movie?
No.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
It's a piece
like the
of
old
art.
Transformers
like
movie?
Not the new Transformers with Michael Bay.
The cartoon movie made for TV. I did see it, but I was very young.
It was in the movie theater. Dude, there's no way. You were like a year old when it came out.
Huh. No, I'm not saying I saw it in the movie theater. I feel like I saw it at some point.
I mean, it's been on VHS for years. Yeah. But it starts out, it goes, Transformers! Robots in disguise!
Sick.
Like it starts with like rock.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard heavy metal or rock?
All the time.
Today
no,
when
in a
we
movie,
started our
in
show.
In a movie.
Oh, in a movie.
Yeah. Danger, danger.
I mean, depends on what movie. Yeah. Depends on what movie.
To me, that sounded like a future cop movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
Danger.
Danger, danger, naughty, naughty.
Danger, danger, naughty, naughty.
I wondered if they knew, like, hey, wait, like, we're, like, doing a, what would you call that? It's not alliteration. Is there a term for
alliteration?
That? Alliteration is when it's all the same letter.
Letter, first letter.
What are you
yeah.
talking about?
Well, danger, danger is alliteration.
Yeah.
But
it's the same word twice.
That's what I'm
repetition.
Saying.
Repetition.
Well, all right. We'll use repetition. That's not what I was looking for. Yeah. I think there's a better term for it. We don't have any scholastic people here, so we're not going to know it now. But anyway, danger, danger is. I kind of want to dip into the danger, danger like feed, like I want to listen to their old shit now.
Yeah.
After that song.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Transformers movie came out in '86.
All right, we were two.
And it was made the song is from Lion.
Lion.
You got the song? Oh, good.
Telstar.
It sounds so '80s already.
Transformers. Oh fuck yeah, dude.
We should cover that.
I'm into
Carmen and I play instruments. We should cover that.
We'll cover
shit.
That. We'll
so
have
that
Sennheiser sing it.
Yeah, I can hit that up. You laughing, but I can sing like a motherfucker.
I would love
wait,
to
let
see
me hear
you
the
on
guy
stage.
Sing?
Yeah.
Huh?
Keep it going.
Oh, the guy sing?
Okay, I'll get back to it.
I gotta hear his voice.
Let me do a quick read, if I may, because we're in like the middle of the show right now.
Okay.
And we got it. This is a big news for us. This is like a big deal. We finally have a sponsor.
Before you start,
uh-huh.
Can we have a contest where we take turns doing a read to see who does the best read?
I guess if you want to
like an advertisement read.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll send you guys what the the format
the copy?
of the copy.
Yeah.
As they say in the biz.
In the biz.
And then you guys can
fudge
totally it all the way
biz.
You want. So yes, we got a new sponsor called Silk City Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
All right, if you creeps out there, if you guys like hot sauce, like I'm usually like a Frank's Red Hot kind of guy.
Yeah,
I'm super excited that our first sponsor is a hot sauce company.
Yeah, I feel like cool. You shouldn't say the competitor's names.
Well, I want to say that I want to say the big names in your advertisement. Well, that's a big
name. You know,
name.
I just bought a bottle of Truff. It's actually very tasty.
But I mean, like it's okay. It's like it's hot sauce, but I want all kinds of complex flavors.
Right.
And stuff like
Frank's
that, you know?
Is very generic.
Right. You know, these guys
Tabasco,
are.
You know,
all the hot sauce they do is it's made in small batches. It's got like real locally grown Vermont peppers in it. So it's pretty fucking cool. They got all kinds of different flavors now too. They have like a smoky Bobby Biggs Chipotle. If you
Ooh,
guys like smokiness,
Vermont.
They got one about Berg.
Is there? They have an Aaron Berg flavor?
The badass Jew?
Somebody deemed it anti-Semitism, and I like went back at them on Twitter today.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, first
you
of all.
You know what? Just everybody just calm down.
I was like, shut up. I was like, Vermont is like the most tolerant state in
Bernie
the world.
Bernie Sanders is from town. Vermont.
Yeah. I just like the badass Jew. The badass right. Jew, yeah. It could have been him. My favorite one, I think that's going to be like a creep favorite, the Slurp, which is the name of the fucking
That's the
hot
picture
sauce.
Of the one I'm sending everybody.
It's the one with the peach with the juice dripping down her boobies. Ooh. Mango Madness, Climate Change, Maple Dragon, Killer Hot, and Ghost Whisper. It's pretty fucking awesome. It's like I think it's a whole array of sweet and spicy.
I would like to have like a tasting with all of them, like with all their things. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we're going to do that on the show. We'll do shots. We're going to do like
that.
A Russian roulette
No,
shots.
We're not doing shots. Get some chicken or something.
Put no,
no,
you need
we'll,
to put it
we'll
on
do
food
like a
or
game,
else you're
and if
dying.
You get the wrong answer, you got to do a shot of the hot sauce.
Like I'm a green sauce guy.
Yeah,
that's
you
my
said
favorite.
That, yes.
Yes, I like those.
Maybe they might make one for you. We were kind of thinking of some ideas for the name for it.
Right.
Today.
Yeah, but no. But you can't
we
just,
thought of
it
a,
can't just be Carmen. It's
got
to have
Why
a
not? Aaron
corner.
Berg
no,
got his
like,
own.
I want salsa tarde. I want that to be
yeah.
for, you know, with Carmen on it.
No,
or,
that's not cool.
Or,
no.
How about
what about me with like a lab coat on?
You got to have the creepy corner in the name
How about
somehow.
Salsa turde?
Yes.
It's you holding a piece of poop.
No, but... poor, they're not going to sell any of that.
Anyway. Oh, they will, because it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, Carmen's delicious.
It's going to be garlic and cilantro and
tomatillo.
You need to drive to Vermont and like sit down with like the lab.
I'm going to make it myself. Fuck you guys.
So anyway, listen, if you want to get a good deal on some hot sauce, go to silkcityhotsauce.com.
Yes.
And enter the code coupon CREEP.
Creep.
K,
pretty easy to remember. K.
You say K?
You say K, you fucking retard.
Creep. C-R-E-E-P.
I like how you were trying to be all professional. Yeah. You're like, K?
No, I was speaking Spanish for a second.
Oh, you were like, saying what?
Yeah,
all right.
I said
yeah.
what? C-R-E-E-P is our coupon code for a 15% discount. But wait, that's not all. They're also going to throw in a free bottle of cherry sriracha and stickers. I want that cherry sriracha.
I want stickers.
Yeah, I'm going to order.
Stickers? Well, we'll give you stickers.
Yeah, sick, dude.
I'm a huge fan of hot sauce.
Yeah, so check that out. SilkCityHotSauce.com.
I'm a huge fan of hot sauce. I have a bunch of different hot sauces, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I've done a couple of fucking... like where I'd go on a website and buy like $50 worth of different hot sauces. Just
you are the worst at like making ridiculous purchases.
Yeah, no, I'm good at it.
Dude, but you know what though? Go big.
Yeah, maybe I should say good. Maybe I shouldn't say the worst.
Yeah.
You're
go
good at making ridiculous.
I found some lifelong favorites out of the deal.
Well, when you sit in the Bayou.
Yes.
All right. For Silk City, if you guys are listening, the Bayou Restaurant in Mount Vernon, New York.
They got to get their ass in there.
They have like 400 different hot sauces.
And it lines the restaurant.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like you don't order it or anything. You like if you don't see one you like, you walk to another table and just like lean over the people
yeah,
and grab one you like. And they're all ridiculous like names.
Yeah, like butt pucker.
I was about to say something. There was like one with ass something.
Yeah.
I forgot what it is. Yeah. Like, yeah. Butt pucker might be the one I was thinking
butt
about.
Butt pucker was actually pretty good. I had that one at the Bayou.
Yeah, there's literally like 100 hot sauces lying in the restaurant.
Speaking of butt puckers, Murph will be missed today because he's not in. But
oh,
it's
dead.
So funny. It's always a very different
Well,
show.
The AIDS finally got to him.
poor Murph. Uh-huh. Murph's doing a little OT tonight. Good for him.
No. But the AIDS kicked in like so hard. Like he fell off his construction site.
Yeah.
Like the AIDS kicked in real hard. And by AIDS, I mean like his foreman in his butt.
Well, you know what happened? His foreman was
aiding him in his butt.
Right. He's in charge of buying the HIV medicine for his whole construction crew, like Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
I can picture Murph being real skinny from AIDS, but with a big belly.
Yeah. Like it's called the Brooklyn people. AIDS Squad.
Yeah, so he's still eating egg and potato sandwiches.
Dude, well, yeah, you eat six empanadas for lunch every day. Your That's belly's going to get like that. The funny
is
thing
that
is, Murphy does not carry weight anywhere else. It's strictly
belly.
Dude, he just looks pregnant. Like, he just looks like he has a basketball.
The best
is
when he rubs
shirt.
It. I love when he rubs his
He
belly.
Rubs it all day long.
Like
it's
sea
like
otter.
It's uncomfortable at sometimes. Like, if you're alone with him, it's different when there's four people in a room. Yeah, when you're sitting alone with him and he's rubbing, it's like, dude, stop.
Well,
like,
how about, stop. I mean, I'm just happy enough for him to rub his belly other than him, you know, going into his pants and scratching his balls.
Oh, he doesn't take his dick out anymore.
No, yeah, fucking, but that, was digging, that was heroin, Murph.
But he was wearing shorts to the podcast, so it's always like, you know, digging into his balls.
Yeah, was he? Yeah.
All
yeah, always. Dude, we've called it out many times. Right. Because it's like dude, then I'm going to shake your hand.
I'm
like,
going to fist bump him from now on. That's pretty
Well, now you got an excuse because of COVID. This is pre-COVID we're talking about.
Let's wear a mask.
Speaking of pregnant, my wife's pregnant.
Yo!
I fucking...
Yay!
I fucking, basted that turkey.
Yeah.
Your mom...
Congrats, pregnant. By the way. Your I mom, forgot. I didn't even say it in person. I said it, you know, over the phone.
Your mom bled the news on Instagram, right?
Yeah, no. You know what happened? We went to their house, right?
Oh, and by the way, speaking of Murph, he got mad at that.
Yeah, piece of shit.
He was like, what the fuck? I got to find out my friend.
He's a very emotional
Instagram.
Guy. He's a very emotional
I'll tell you why.
He's
person.
Angry. He's very angry.
Yeah, right. What does he want me to sensitive. Do? Do you want me to send him a goddamn Hallmark card? Here's what happened.
You can't pay attention to
Here's what happened. We go to my parents' house that day, right? And we had this little fun little scratch-off thing.
I saw
right?
that,
With
right.
the lotto tickets.
It looked pretty real. So I was like, I'm going to get these for my parents. They're fucking scratch-off.
They did look real.
Yeah. So my mother scratches it off. She literally
Your mom
has,
was funny, yeah.
She still has the thing in her hand. She goes, I got to put this on Facebook. And my wife goes, don't put it on Facebook yet. I didn't tell my family.
Yeah.
So, okay, great. We go to my grandmother's house to do it to my grandmother, right? We do it to my grandmother. This is no more than an hour later. All of a sudden, Brandy's phone starts blowing up. Her family's calling her. They're like, you're pregnant?
Your mom.
My mother put it on fucking Facebook.
Your mom's a big Facebook nerd.
Oh, wow. The worst.
My dad's become one too. They yeah, but that, congratulations on that. I'm not trying to take it away from that, but that's funny that your mom didn't listen to you.
Terrible.
She was just so excited. She just had to put it on Facebook.
So what kind of? So also to our fans out there, to the creeps who listen, think of a good name for Carmen's baby. We'll have a little contest.
Well, do you know yet?
No. Maybe,
2 more weeks.
Maybe this week or next week.
Are you gonna find out?
I want to. She doesn't for some reason.
I think I would like the surprise.
And actually, she was telling me today.
I mean, you could prepare better if
she was telling me today now, because I told her from Jump Street. I was like, I'm not doing a fucking gender reveal party. They're the stupidest things ever.
She's definitely going to do it.
She was telling me today. She was like, I think we should do a gender reveal party and let Ray do the reveal. And I was like, ugh, come on. So I told her, I'm going to make it really embarrassing if you make me do this.
Not Ray.
No, I told her, I'm gonna get really fucking embarrassing if you make me do this. Like, if it's
you should do it in a thong.
Yes. I'm going to do
well,
something.
If you're going to do it, make it very, make it extreme.
She's going to really not talk to me for a while. But.
My cousin did a good one. He had a little football.
Yeah.
And you fucking threw it up, and then, like, it landed and blew up. Yeah.
So put a thong on, Simon, and get a real tight one so your big fat wiener is, like,
hanging
you know,
out the side,
like hanging out the ball, like wood.
Like, this is what started this.
The genesis.
I said, you know, I haven't been pulling out because we got a house now. We got room, so
been pulling out.
Yeah, we were going for it.
Yeah, now you got space.
But pulling out's fun. Don't you prefer pulling out rather than keeping it in?
No, you got to drive it home, dude.
I like doing that sometimes.
Oh, I like splashing all over them.
No, driving at home.
Driving at home is the best.
It over
Well, I'm a single man. I'm not trying to get anybody pregnant.
Boston
so,
cream
you know.
Pie, baby.
Yeah, I know. It's still not the safest method of childbirth.
I don't know, man. My pullout game is strong. I got a
shit.
Pretty...
I went fucking 11 years without pulling out. So.
I went 36 years.
I think it's like a roulette game, man.
No, but I don't have that like that pre-cum problem. That like some people have.
Oh, well, you remember I had my ball surgery last year.
Yes.
Your balls. That got me into tip-top shape. And then once we got the house, I was like, let's fucking do this, baby.
So this wasn't an accident at all?
No.
No?
No, this was let's go for
it.
No,
because I know you guys had a conversation before. I wasn't sure how
I got my ball surgery, so it wasn't an accident.
My ball surgery.
Poor Carmen.
Carmen's
man.
Ball surgery.
Carmen, you ever worried about them? Like,
I still have scars. You want to see the scars?
No, I don't. No, no, we're good.
No, I'm good.
I would imagine it's like a war torn turkey or something.
No, it's two lines right above my bush.
Turkey, like an Eastern European turkey.
No, yeah. It's just like a disfigured basketball. Yeah.
It's not on my balls.
The word Spalding
it's on
is
my
just
bush.
Completely disfigured.
Like a really tough.
Oh, it's above.
It's on my bush.
Like a really
here,
tough
yeah.
peanut.
For some reason, that's creepier to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what he did? He cut me here and
you
here.
Got a C-section.
Yeah, no, in. he did a slit here, and then he went in and pulled my ball tubes out and cut the fucking.
I guess it's better than going right into your balls.
Into the ball bag, yeah probably.
I mean, you're asleep during all this anyway, mm-hmm. so it's not, you know.
That's unbelievable.
Dude, were you sore afterwards?
Terribly. And my balls were so swollen, and I couldn't shit for like 3 days, so I was trying to push out a shit because
I
was
like
constipated.
Twice a day at least, yeah.
No, I was constipated from the dope they gave me to fucking.
I feel like we taught. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was pushing hard, and it felt like my balls were gonna rupture.
Oh,
it was
man.
Horrible.
Could you rupture your balls taking a poop?
Maybe if you strain. I mean, they told me not to fucking strain. You know. But I had to shit. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. Did you have to take laxatives or anything?
I did.
I would at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah. At that point,
if I'm
I
not
was,
working, like
right.
if I'm in the house.
I hope I never have to go through that.
Yeah, I hope nobody ever has to go through that.
That surgery shit's no joke.
Well, I got a kid out of it now, so that's all right.
There you go.
Yeah. That kid's going to be...
You knocked it out of the park.
That kid was like behind the wall for a while.
The whole time, just pounding his fist on
she
the door.
She was her little immigrant.
You know what sucks?
It's going to be a girl. You know it's going to be a girl.
Brandy was like a month pregnant when she got COVID, too. I'm afraid of that, too. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no...
Babies don't get affected.
My little niece got it. My whole sister's family got it. That's why I think I'm like almost immune.
Oh, fuck, man.
So
no, you're not.
She was okay?
For those at home, I smoked a joint with Murphy on this show in this room, and Murphy had COVID. And Zen, you were in here too. You didn't smoke with him, but you were in the room.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I mean, like that's pretty much 100% you're gonna catch it.
Right.
He tested positive the
Unless
next
the
day.
Unless the marijuana kills it.
Oh my god! The next day.
Yeah, remember he texted us. He's like, guys, I got COVID.
That's why I think
it was literally like we recorded on a Tuesday. I think he texted me on like a Wednesday or Thursday, or he texted all of us.
It's so weird
and
how
he's
that
just
works.
Like, guys, I got COVID. Yeah. And then we didn't see Murph for 2 weeks. And then like a week later, you got COVID.
I think it's
unrelated because you did not come to the show because
no,
you were doing the
him.
House and everything like that. No, and I didn't see you.
Wow.
But I got tested every time because I was just, you know, my dad's diabetic. I try to be a little careful about it.
Dude.
But my whole sister's family 2 weeks ago, my sister, her husband, and her two kids got COVID.
Are they okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
They just had like a bad cold.
Yeah.
And
oh,
not,
that's not
and like the one sister didn't have any symptoms.
Good.
But the little baby got like 102 fever.
Oof.
Yeah, she's 5 months old. Yeah. So they were worried about that. It's all good now. But I'm saying I was playing with the babies the day before.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm not wearing a mask around my little nieces. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at my parents' house, and I'm tickling, like, the, you know what I mean? Like, she's laughing. Like, there's air. Like,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get sick if you're going to get sick. Like, she's fucking, you know how little kids laugh. They just fucking yelp it into the air. You know what I mean? The fact that I didn't, like, I had, like, 3 or 4 close calls, and I haven't gotten it yet. I think maybe I had it, and I was asymptomatic and didn't know. I'd like to get the antibody test.
Yeah, I don't know. Me too, I guess, because, I mean, I'm in the same room with you with two different people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the only one we would have gotten it from was Murph. That's the only one we would have gotten it from, and then I would have gotten it from you if you got it, but your parents didn't get it either.
No, but I was around you right after it. Yeah, my parents are both
elderly.
Can
you imagine this how gay
know?
People felt in the 80s talking to
the AIDS?
Was I with you yesterday or the day before that?
Sir? The AIDS was a little worse.
Condom or no condom?
The AIDS,
it was a little
the
scarier.
AIDS killed you.
A little scarier.
No matter what, it killed you. This thing, like, listen, even though, like, my little niece, you know, she's a little baby and you don't want to see her get a fever. Everybody was fine. It was a bad cold, and that's it.
That's
you know
good.
What I mean?
That's good. Because the flu symptoms was what fucking stunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, and the older sister, who's not old, she's 3 years old.
Yeah, right.
She was, she was running around like a maniac
whole
time.
That's good.
My sister kept sending us pictures, and she was like, she has no fucks given
all.
Yeah, my sister was like just mild flu symptoms, and the brother-in-law is he travels, so he's the one that got it.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the people who get air, the people getting on airplanes
and
things like that.
Right.
He has to travel for work. But he got real sick. But he was fine after a couple days. It was just, you know, probably the same as you.
Felt like ass. Couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah. But it's, I have type O negative blood, and apparently that's the least susceptible to this.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, until I got it.
Wait, you got type O negative?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. You just shattered my dreams.
I'm sorry.
I think it goes beyond
Oh,
that.
Thanks, thanks. And then cough all over everywhere.
I think it's more genetic than anything else.
No, you're the safest person to be around right now. Wait, what'd
no,
you say?
No, and I got them fucking lab antibodies in me, too. So
yeah. I think it's just mostly genetic, you know, depending on
I think it's a roll of the dice. I don't know. I was just surprised my parents did not get it because they're both in their late 60s.
Yeah.
My dad's diabetic.
Yeah.
My mom is not, there's no symptoms, but my mom, you know, she's had knee replacements and stuff like that. She was just older.
I was just leaning over a fucking.
And they were taking care, like, they were changing the diapers and shit like that, and they didn't get sick.
So I did Misery Loves Company on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Kevin Brennan and Chad Zumach, and we were just talking about stuff. So we talked a little bit about like Dave Landau, I guess. Apparently, like Dave Landau
he quit.
Was
he sent
quit
him an
the
email.
Anthony Cumia show, whatever. I mean, I just don't get involved in.
Wait,
the
he quit through email?
Yes.
Well, that's what I said.
He went to Steven Crowder.
What's that?
Louder with Crowder. It's like a conservative.
The Change My Mind guy.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my fault. But anyway, go ahead.
So thank you. So
you're welcome.
May I?
You're what welcome. Happened?
No. So we talked about like what I thought about. Like he doesn't like Dave at all.
He doesn't like anybody.
No, but he's like he had a big fight with him.
Yeah,
back
I saw
in the
it.
Day.
He was kind of a cunt.
Well, pretty
the
much
Jim
what happened
Sam
was
show?
Yeah, on the Jim and Sam show.
Wait, who was it? Kevin Brennan.
He said something about
Brennan called his wife
fat.
Called Dave's wife fat, and then Dave came back with when your daughter gets older, so I can fuck her.
Yeah,
like you know when
and
I'm fucking
Kevin
your daughter.
You make something fun of somebody's wife. You're opening it up. Right,
but
I mean,
you know the daughter's dirty too, though.
I don't know anything about the daughter.
But he did. I told.
That's
what
I'm saying. You opened the gate.
Well, you kind of started it when you said his wife was fat. But we talked about.
Is there any confirmation that he has a fat wife too?
No. I have no idea. He says his wife's hot. So I don't know.
He's a little guy, so I'd be surprised if his wife was fat. But anyway, go ahead. Keep going. I'm curious. I want to listen to this.
Yes, me too.
Okay, so and then we were talking about what were we just talking about before that?
Well, you were talking about your interview. I'm assuming you were talking about some beef with
I said at the end of the show we were talking about like COVID and stuff like that, and I was talking about how I do like some Grubhub stuff, delivery stuff, and. I said at the last part of the show, he goes, you know, because the COVID, they call COVID like a like racist. It's like cause it kills a lot of minorities. It kills a lot of black and brown people. And they're like trying to dub it like it's like a racist virus.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Meanwhile, it's like, and I was telling him, I do Grubhub and Uber Eats all the time. Black people eat nothing but fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Constantly. Yeah. And I'm telling God's honest, I'm not making a racist statement.
I've been to a lot of cookouts, dude. They don't eat vegetables.
Dude, they don't eat vegetables. What I'm saying is
potato salad is a vegetable.
That's it.
It's mostly fucking, it's mostly like Burger King, fucking Taco Bell, McDonald's. Yeah. I don't do any fried chicken, and like maybe KFC once in a while.
Mm.
But I mean, it's mostly like garbage. It's all like, you know, double bacon cheeseburgers with fries and all that. And it's all
which
these
are
like Latin people and black people getting it. Yeah, but you can't eat like
all the time, salt and fat
all the time. That's yeah.
That's why you have tons of pear shaped women in the South Bronx.
Yeah. Right, but it's also because like people don't go to the doctor because they don't know they're diabetic and shit, and then all of a sudden they have a 450 fucking, you know, blood sugar level.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been able to finish that sentence if Murph was here.
Also.
I was waiting for it. I was like, I thought he was like there like in spirit.
Listen, you talked a lot tonight too without being called a fag.
Well, that's the thing. There's one thing. I love Murphy. I think Murphy's comedic gold.
With those gay
he puts
rappers.
Everybody on edge because you're afraid.
He just stops everything all the time. Yeah, he's a spotlight hog. He really is.
Here's the problem.
No, but go ahead. I don't want to take away from this story.
Before you lose your...
you were saying about the COVID being racist.
Right.
They also said that it's also the vaccine is racist because not a lot of minorities have access to it. But if you were to ask 100 white people if they were going to get the vaccine, they'd all say yes. If you asked 100 black people, they'd be like, I ain't getting that shit. You crazy? You know what I mean?
Here's
they don't
the thing.
Want it.
Here's the thing. calling shit racist is fucking racist.
It's terrible.
No,
stupid.
You're the one being
it's
racist.
Stupid.
You're
yeah.
the one separating things.
Also,
I don't like
stop
that
stop acting
man.
Like you're the fucking spokesperson for an entirely different race of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of black people that don't agree with you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like who made you the mayor of black people? You're fucking Susan.
Well, it seems like every black person that speaks out seems to be the mayor of black people.
Right.
And that's nothing against black people.
But
it's against those people.
It's just the way they use the words. Like if you don't understand something, it doesn't make it racist. If you don't know the answer to something, it doesn't automatically become racist.
Right.
You know, stop using the word racist in ways you shouldn't be using.
You know what? They took the power away from that word so much.
Yeah, because now everything is racist.
Everything's racist, right. And it's just like ugh. You know what I mean? Like used to be like a strong word 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you're just like, oh, shut up.
Dude, they can't.
You know what I mean? Like even in the street, if somebody
Nazi.
said it to
even
me.
Even Nazi, too.
I've said that
the
on the show before.
The president's a Nazi.
Right. They ruined the word Nazi. And by ruin, I mean they took the power away from it, which it should still have because the Nazis were an awful fucking thing.
They took away power from it.
But
and
when you
censor it, much like a Nazi.
Yeah. What they're doing is Nazi shit. But here's the thing. I think it's a lot of just uneducated fucking just yelling and just. How can you blame a virus being racist, dude? I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
It's the silliest thing I've ever. And like the shit with the Dr. Seuss books and all this shit.
Dude, they canceled Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that because we got a few minutes left.
I seen a bunch of Mexican people on Twitter, too. They were like, motherfucker, stay away from Speedy Gonzalez. That's our guy.
You know how many guys
have
back tattoos?
No, didn't he come up in like a thing?
He did.
Like, yeah.
He did, but it was all fucking white people from Brooklyn saying that Speedy Gonzalez was racist. All the Mexicans with tattoos of Speedy Gonzalez on their arm are like, he's a national hero. Shut the fuck up.
So is the Frito Bandito.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Was it Giannis Pappas? One of them did it was something on Instagram. And they were like, yeah, these were cartoons from like many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And that's what they were. They were caricatures. They were exaggerations.
Yes.
And that's the thing, dude. Like Pepe Le Pew, like it's not like people looked up to Pepe Le Pew.
Right.
You didn't want to be Pepe Le Pew. You enjoyed watching his antics.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Right.
Back then.
If anything, hate French people.
Back then, representation was Mexican people's representation in media was Speedy Gonzalez.
Who was like a hero.
And the bad guy in cowboy movies. That was all they had.
With the mustache that Zen had last week.
So how dare you take that away? Fuck you. Slowpoke Rodriguez is even better than Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, because he's like a real Mexican.
He was the best.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
He was the fucking best.
I can't even picture him in my head.
He goes
like
this.
On.
He goes, La Cucaracha.
Yeah. Dude, he had a fucking giant gun. And he just sauntered everywhere.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Mexicans weren't complaining about that.
No, they loved him.
I don't think the French are complaining about Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, they might. They're a little fucking.
Well, if anything, it wasn't also. Pepe Le Pew was the.
I mean, he was a total rapist.
Pepe Le Pew was
but
the.
Like, go ahead. I didn't have a point.
I was saying Pepe Le Pew was not the hero in those cartoons.
No.
The poor cat just wanted to get away from him.
She somehow got a white stripe on her back, and suddenly she was getting attacked by a skunk.
She's a thirst trap.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't even a skunk.
It wasn't even a skunk.
It's painted him as a stupid, idiot, rapist, like, in a funny way. Like, it's not glamorizing any of that. You know what I mean?
Anybody who... Okay.
And he didn't penetrate. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he didn't penetrate. I mean, he might have got a finger in there in a couple episodes.
I love
He might have got a finger in there. Yeah.
He might have.
They smelled him coming.
I saw a live-action Pepe Le Pew actually the other day. It was so funny. It was an old.
He's going to be more popular than ever now.
It was
an
old TV interview that Whitney Houston did in France back in the day in like the 80s. And there was this French dude on there and he was fucking drunk. Right. And the host is trying to keep it together. But this dude is like, at one point he goes, I said, I want to fuck you. And yo, the host is like horrified. Whitney Houston is fucking horrified. This dude starts touching her face and shit.
That's awesome.
It's so creepy.
Dude,
Those Europeans.
Anybody who said that Pepe Le Pew is a rapist has never like walked the streets.
They've
of
never
France
gotten
as
raped.
A woman,
right?
No, but I mean, like, if women walk the streets in Europe,
yeah, you think catcalling's bad here?
Man, those guys don't give a
Italy
fuck.
Italy too.
Yeah.
Oh, Italy's worse than France, probably.
There's a famous picture called a, like American in Italy or American.
And well, they
in
also
Rome.
Think American women's are all whores.
Well, they say American. It says American in Rome, and it's a girl being mortified as she's walking down the street, and all the guys on the street are looking at her and fucking saying shit to her.
Yeah. But here's the again, because they think
well, right
all American women are easy,
right.
Which they might be right about.
Right,
yeah. Especially there when they're out there, they're trying to be all free with
their Parmesan
vaginas.
Ball sacks.
But yeah, gross. Parmesan. Oh,
wait,
God.
No, there's a name for it. There's a name for it. Fuck, what's the name?
The thing is, Italians, to American women going there, Italian men seem all sexy. Like, you go over there and they're all just like cheesy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
they're fucking gay.
And they have bad teeth.
Dude, there's a name
bread.
For it.
BO, they don't have they don't
they
wear
BO, they don't wear fucking deodorant.
There's Italian dudes in Rome that just hang out by tourist traps and fuck American women.
It's unbelievable.
And they probably succeed a lot.
There's a name for it. I forget the name. Fuck.
I want to show you. I will show you Italy. I will show you Rome.
Yeah, here is Rome, and he just pulls out his dick.
Yeah.
You have too much wine, and your husband, he don't have to know about it.
My coworker went to Italy, and like with her husband, and the tour guide was just like outright hitting on her the entire time.
So
and she's standing next to her husband, and he was just like, "Oh, you know, you want to come like with me to the room? I show you, you know, what I mean? Like outright like that." And like this is like a tour they paid probably like $20,000 for, dude.
Right?
Yeah, and I'm just like, if that was me, like he was patient. If that was me, I'd be like, dude, I would have strangled him. I would have been like, fuck you, bro.
And then they were.
I paid for this.
Right?
Yeah. You're not just a guy we met. You know what I mean?
How many times give me in Italy, Justin? Let her have some fun.
You know what's funny? just cuck out for the vacation.
Just sit on the chair. That you pay $20,000
just cry
for.
And jerk off in the corner chair.
You just sit there
in
with
the chair that like Carmen's sitting in right now.
With the guy said he has a 12-inch fucking Roman pillar between his legs.
No, I'm telling you, most of these I feel like most of these Italian guys are just overcompensating and they probably got like little,
I don't think
like,
so
little
man.
Murphy penises.
Well, I'm sure a lot of those northern fellas do.
Listen, Michael Murphy's half Italian and he's got a AAA battery.
That's Big Murphy. That's the Irish curse they call it.
Just the Irish curse.
The Irish curse. Are you looking for the name for that guy, Carmen?
I'm looking. Okay. Yeah. Wait. What is it?
I want to give a shout out to then.
I want to talk about one more thing.
No, I will. I just want to give some shout outs while he's looking for it. Okay,
oh, go ahead,
you
want
to talk about something? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Do that because I want him involved.
Shout outs to our fans out there. We got Dawn of the Dead, of course, our number one fan. Then we got @HappyGoBecky, another good fan of ours.
Happy Go Becky, my cooking looks better than yours.
She's a little peach queen. We have.
I like Happy. I'm teasing.
Bear Fisherman. That's our Swedish psychotic friend who. Likes his shootouts. I give a shootout.
Really
yeah, he's from Sweden.
Yeah, you didn't
shoot out.
First of all, you don't have a microphone in your mouth when you're talking.
Yeah, we got a bunch. We're getting some more fans.
No, he's great.
Tommy Karate, of course.
I loved his little shout out.
Tara Brooke,
whatever it was.
Smokey Brooks.
Oh, always Smokey Brooks. Love me some Smokey Brooks.
Yep.
Oh,
fantastic.
She's my favorite.
That's our business partner.
I hope I meet her before like I end up with a girlfriend.
Well,
all right, Smokey Brooks, you heard that?
Maybe she'll.
She already knows.
Maybe she'll mail herself
Dude,
over.
They're
here.
On like lockdown. They can't even like leave Canada.
Yeah, they don't. They're not. They're, it's like a communist country over there.
And me, I can't go to Canada.
I know, not yet.
No,
you're gonna have to wait. When you guys
like
are both
7
in your
years.
80s, it'll be cool. She'll
like
still
7
be,
years.
I think she'll still be smoking hot about 30 years later.
We'll meet it. We'll meet in a
different time.
In Buffalo.
I'll see you at Niagara Falls.
We'll meet in romantic Buffalo.
That's actually pretty nice of you because I think it's probably both like 7 hours away.
No. It's probably like 1 hour for her. It'll be like
so?
7 hours
well,
for
Quebec
me.
Is Montreal. Yeah, I guess.
No,
you're right.
it's like right over the thing.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would go there for Smokey. She's slamming.
And then also, all our fans out there who listen, who we have it named, why don't you hit us up on Twitter @TheCreepFest, and check us out on creepycorner.nyc. Check out all our new shows that are up, this show included. We'll have 3 free video shows every week, plus a Patreon that you can get all our archives. Plus, I'm starting a new podcast very soon. that nobody I would needs be to listen about.
To that. No, I'm just
whoa,
kidding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Shitting all over it.
This
right
is gonna
away.
Be actually. This might be our bread and butter, dude.
Let's
I have
hear
a,
it. Let's
a
hear
really
it.
Good idea. I'm not gonna divulge my awesome idea.
I thought you were about to divulge it.
I will divulge it when it's all set up.
Okay,
I haven't set it up yet? But I'll be doing it at the same studio we do with our friend that we do the other our Creepy Corner show at. So
I will support you, brother.
Well, you can come on the show as well. I think you might have
no,
some
I don't
want to
come
some...
on the show.
All right. Okay. You know who's a
gay?
You know who's a
somebody had
all right. Speaking of gay, speaking of Kanye.
Carmen
brought to our attention today some local
that's
news.
That's amazing. Go ahead. You tell it.
No, Carmen has the story. Carmen.
Yeah, but Carmen's in autism.
I can't find this goddamn name. Fuck
okay,
you.
We'll figure it out. Is that his name?
Kanye is offering millions and millions of dollars to the town of Rye, New York, which is where Playland is. For
right.
Those.
Whoop, whoop. Wait, it's 20 minutes away from where we are right now.
Yes. He's basically saying, you guys drop the R in Rye so that it's yay, New York.
Like Kanye.
First
I
of
get
all,
it.
All right. That's funny. But the logistics are ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Like everybody
I'm going to go to Yay Playland.
People would have to change their licenses
right.
And things like that.
I
like,
mean, the whole system.
Millions
the whole
of dollars
town.
Is not enough.
You, yeah. Can't, you can't rename a town.
And
like
those
that.
People have money.
He's better
you're
off.
Not you're not renaming a hood
yeah.
And throwing money at
I don't think they've ever
it.
Renamed a town, have they?
He's better off going to like Pepperidge Farm and being like, listen, don't call it rye bread no more. Call it Yay Bread.
That's yeah. Call him. Tell him that.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I got great ideas, Kanye. Hit me up.
But why do you need a town? It's not even your full name.
He doesn't even live there.
Yeah, he lives nowhere near there.
Yeah.
Where does he live? He's probably in L.A. or something.
He was in L.A., and then I don't know.
The Kardashians.
He's just divorcing this bitch now, but.
Are they getting divorced?
Yeah.
See, I don't follow
yeah,
up on this stuff.
Just the other day they were saying
they have two kids, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. But they have a ranch in Wyoming where he was living while she was living in L.A.
It's funny because they're both billionaires.
Wait,
right?
I didn't know they were getting divorced.
Yeah.
When did that happen? I don't watch anything.
Just a couple days ago, the
well,
news.
You sound so shocked like it's a big deal in your life.
I don't
right.
know. I figured they
that
had two
Kanye
kids.
West.
They seemed like they were like.
Well, people have two kids all the time.
But it was almost
up.
Like a perfect disaster. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
oh, maybe
nah.
they found love.
Can you imagine
the Kardashians have ruined more black men's lives than fucking the criminal justice system.
Or Lamar Odom. Yeah. Me and Lamar Odom went to the same college.
He started smoking crack.
Yeah, dude. I would, too.
Like, what the hell happened?
Whoa. We just kind of jumped into another story. What happened?
Oh, this is old news.
Yeah, that's old.
Well, what?
Even
he almost died. He got. Didn't he have to get resuscitated?
No, but you're talking like the fans don't know what you're talking about.
Lamar Odom?
Yes, they do.
He's a basketball player.
Oh, I thought he was somebody you went to college with.
No.
No, I did go to college with Lamar Odom, but he's an NBA star.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
He's not famous
right.
for
yo,
college with me.
Those are the most tragic stories. Those are the most tragic stories ever, those basketball players.
Terrible.
Those guys go from being mega millionaires to nothing.
Nothing.
Dude,
nothing.
Maybe owning a car dealership.
No, maybe if they're lucky.
If
sure,
they're
they
lucky.
Have a business. But most of these guys are fucking. They're
and that's not even a racial thing. It's just about getting money too quick when
poor.
You're too young, and but you just don't. Spend
MC it. Hammer syndrome.
Yeah, but MC Hammer is still fucking standing.
No, well, he declared bankruptcy back in the day.
Yeah, but so did 50 Cent.
Yeah,
and they're still sitting on.
Well, bankruptcy is like it's like you only get out of jail.
Yeah, but you
card.
don't you remember the Behind the Music, the VH1 Behind the Music of MC Hammer? He had like a 60-man like crew of people on
dude,
his payroll
the
and
fucking,
shit.
What people like that, like inner city people?
Yeah,
when if you whatever color you are, it's not a racist thing to say, but inner city people, if there's like this. Like community mentality, when you get money,
you got to give it to everybody.
You got to take care of everyone. Everyone's gonna come up to you.
Well,
everybody
like Biggie did that.
Well, Biggie, yeah, I feel more like
no,
that's
but he
where
didn't. Biggie actually didn't. Well, he also died before he would have went bankrupt anyway, and he wouldn't have because he would have kept bringing out the
no.
hits. I still think
he didn't really give back that much to Brooklyn.
No, but
general.
He Junior Mafia. How many members were in Junior Mafia? Like 8.
Yeah, there were like 6 of his cousins,
and he wrote all of their lyrics. He literally did all the work and was just like, do this, so you can get paid. Biggie took care of his people.
You know what Nas did?
What?
Nas,
I'm sure Nas did something similar.
Nas gives his daughter a producer credit on every album he puts out so that she always has a fucking check coming to her.
Oh, good.
Wow. That's a brilliant
smart,
move, right?
And Nas
smart.
Is still alive and well. Mm-hmm. No, Biggie, the reason I bring up Biggie is because March 9th just passed.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I had my Biggie shirt on. I wear it every March 9th. I always make sure.
What's that?
It's the, when he died.
Oh.
And it's also my, it's a weird thing. It's my grandmother's birthday, who's not here anymore either. And it's Biggie's death birthday. I don't know what you call it.
His death
His
day?
Death anniversary. I don't know. But
anniversary.
But dude, you know what's crazy? You look at it. Biggie was fucking 24, dude.
Damn, son.
You and I are 36. He's 42. Like, what have we accomplished? This motherfucker.
Well,
I didn't sell crack.
Here's the thing about Biggie Smalls.
Maybe
though.
We should have.
Should have.
Biggie Smalls is that amazing moment for somebody to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
he was extremely talented.
He was extremely talented, but he needed those people next to him to kind of get him to do it.
Yeah,
well, Puffy made him famous.
Like Puff Daddy. People give him a lot of shit.
No, I like. You know what? I like
really
Puffy
smart.
Now.
He's a smart motherfucker, man.
There's that video of Biggie when he was 17. Having a rap battle.
Rap it on the corner? Yeah. Oh, that, with the blue shirt on?
Dude, he's battling against this kid. The kid's like, my name is Craig, and I'm here to say. And then he comes out, and he's like, mother, blah, 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 blah. And
I like how his argument went.
You know, his whole crowd rap is like, sounds like his Chinese.
Yeah. The whole crowd is like, oh, my God, he can speak Chinese?
No,
it's crazy.
No, but everybody's just like, oh!
Yeah. What happened was, I know what you mean. You're saying is that guy came at him with... That guy came at him with...
You got to do it in a Biggie voice.
He came at him with some, like, jive-ass Houdini shit.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm always up to no good.
Well, he was...
They call me the umpty, pronounced with a dumpty.
The good thing about
Biggie
was, like, Biggie was, like, the quiet kid, kind of.
Well, he was also a young kid who was, like, you know, the lingo was changing.
But he also... His mom was super religious. Like, she was kind of strict.
She's like Haitian or something, wasn't
Jamaican.
She?
And
religious
no, but
too.
They grew up in the hood, but she, like, tried to, like, he actually grew up kind of strict.
Right.
But, you know, the streets get you.
Right.
And, no, but, like, and then all of a
the
sudden,
streets
like.
Get you.
Well, the thing with Biggie, here's the thing with Biggie versus Tupac. Tupac wrote everything. Tupac had, like, notebooks and notebooks and notebooks. Biggie just said shit off the top of his head. But Biggie, here's the one thing I'll give about Biggie, is he was a storyteller. If you ever listen, no other rapper has ever been like that or ever was before. He told, all right, listen to any one of his songs. It's a book.
Yeah.
There's chapters. You know what I mean? Like, other people just rap about how much money they have and shit like that.
Yeah.
He didn't. I mean, he did say shit about money, but
well,
like,
also when
it was all about like a journey.
When Ready to Die came out, and he had that song. I forget the name of the song. Which song it is? But he had that song where it sounds like two different guys are rapping together.
Give me the loot?
It's him. Yeah, give me the loot. He's doing like, motherfucking right. My pockets. Like,
yeah,
it's like two guys going back and forth, but it's just him. Apparently that blew people's fucking minds in like 1992.
You don't have to say shit. I was robbing motherfuckers since the slave shit with the same clip.
Well, when he said that. Imagine anybody else said that. I've been robbing motherfuckers since a slave.
Yeah, but that if you're black, that's fucking gangster to say that.
Right.
Yo, I've been doing
Jamaican
that since slave
too.
Shit,
well,
motherfucker.
All Jamaicans all came.
They're all slaves. Yeah. They're all slaves. That's why. It's like, you know, people go, how is there still racism in this country? Yo, black people were fucked. Fucked in this country.
Listen. I never argue with that.
Time.
But I'm tired of hearing. Nobody could complain in this country now.
Right. That's the thing. You can't say that it's.
You could have complained years ago.
Yeah, you can't say it's just as bad as fucking 1875. You know what I mean?
Did you see the ESPN guy? I don't know his name. Dude.
Lemon?
I don't know his name.
No, that's CNN.
Well, he's a black gentleman, and he was just like. He's like, I'm tired of everybody making everything racist. He goes, my forefathers, like my father and everything, they wanted us to be on their shoulders. We're trying to walk in their shoes.
Right.
No, but he's saying, like, why are you laughing?
Because I'm thinking a black guy would never have forefathers.
It's hard enough to have
one. Well, not four.
It's hard enough to have one.
I mean, come on, let's be real.
Come on, I was just thinking of the joke.
I'm sensitive and I'm upset. No,
but it's true though.
No, but he was saying everybody's playing the victim now.
Right.
Because our people did this, so we don't have to play the victim.
Right. You take what their great grandparents went through and them complaining about some guy looked at me weird on the street. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He was, and this is a guy who's. I wish I knew his name. I apologize for not knowing. He's like the main guy in one of the ESPN shows, and he was just like,
I know who you're talking about. Donald, I forget his name.
I know who you're talking about.
He's
so anyway, so
did he get canceled for saying that though?
I don't know. But he said, like, he was like, everybody's trying to walk in their grandfather's shoes.
Yeah.
And he's like, we should be standing on their shoulders.
Right.
Like, they did this so we didn't have to walk in their shoes.
Exactly.
And he goes, everybody's bringing it back to this shit. And he's totally right. Like, everybody's making it like it was in, like, the fucking 40s and the 50s. Well, you know what I mean? Like, that's bullshit.
I think the problem is there are people in that
people
culture.
Aren't like that anymore.
There's people
in
that culture that.
They're still around.
Of course, there's racism, but I mean, like, you could. You have opportunities.
Oh, I'm not
for
racist
everybody.
At all. Like, I always say.
I like for those at home, Carmen pointed.
I'm not
Murphy's
not racist.
Murphy's not here
though.
Either. I would have went like this.
Murphy's not
here. Because I say everything publicly and it's all recorded.
Murphy would have dropped a bunch of racial slurs during this whole conversation.
But I mean, there's still a group of people in that culture that want to advance themselves, and it's hard for them to advance themselves advance themselves when the other group of that culture wants to keep things the way they are so they have something to complain about.
Well, also, when a person does try and fucking advance themselves, their brethren tell them that they're being too white.
Uncle
you know
Tom.
What I mean?
Yeah.
The crab barrel.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I
Chris Rock had the whole bit on
Talib Starks
it. Yeah.
Talks about it all the time on his show.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who thinks that, you know, people got to when a group of people, like, say it was like Italians that were doing this.
Yeah.
There's just like some lazy fucking people that just they want to stay on government assistance and they want to keep playing up that how the man is keeping them down and all that. And then, you know, there's other Italians.
There's two types. There's Slowpoke Rodriguez's and there's Speedy Gonzalez's.
Well, look at all the Italians. Like, you know what's funny? Like, people in this whole
gotcha.
People in this country, people in other countries look at our country and they say, why are they so
upset,
loud, obnoxious, braggadocious?
Because we're
all
the
that
best
stuff.
And we know it.
Well, it's because everybody in this country is descended from somebody who said, fuck this, I'm out of here. I want to fucking have some fucking adventure. I'm going somewhere where I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I'm just going to make a life for myself.
You know what, though?
But it's true.
No.
That genetics of that kind of mentality goes on to our culture.
Right.
Well, the problem is that got lost.
No.
That should still be there.
It's not lost.
Here's the problem.
No. With a lot of people got lost. They say this country is shit, and it's go back to wherever else.
Met a person that could trace their lineage back to the Mayflower?
Yes.
When
I went to school in Rhode Island,
like classic white devil.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend. Was.
Those people feel like they own the goddamn country. Which is like, all right, get over yourself.
Nobody likes them.
Right.
I mean,
white devil.
But let me tell you something about
that's
those
the thing.
People.
I don't want to be lumped in with classic
right.
white devil.
Right.
I'm like, no. My dad came here in 1974.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
My grandfather came here in 1920.
Stop looking at me.
We didn't
like
own
that.
Slaves.
Yeah,
we didn't
I didn't
do any
it.
Of that.
No,
we were poor.
Even though
I grew up in the hood.
Even though we didn't own slaves, we were still able to come to this country and look at those people and go, "Hey, N-word."
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah, but we
still,
also got called N-words.
But it's
the
not
Italians
the
had a bad too,
not
dude.
The same.
There's always,
I'm not
there's,
comparing
there's,
it to the
they
black
used to lynch Italians too back in the day.
I know, but systemic racism. It sounds like a microaggression, but that shit is
it's just
that's the real
simply
deal.
Simply because the appearance difference.
That's but
the I'm just
systemic.
Saying
I'm telling you,
it's
systemic
the same,
racism.
It's
but
the,
here's
it's
the thing.
Same discrimination. But black people's has lasted longer simply because they can't blend
in the
with the white people. Of course not, because they were forced here.
Right. How
we
can,
came here.
Right.
How can you fix systemic racism when there's people out
Sit
there
down.
Calling everything systemic racism? You can't root out the fucking problem when fucking COVID-19 is systemic racism somehow. You know what I mean?
Well, systemic racism.
That's so silly to me.
It's ridiculous.
It's so
systemic
silly.
Systemic racism can't be
Why
solved.
Are you standing up?
Because I got to piss.
Because it's already too
so
late.
So go pee real quick because I want to talk about Coming to America before we finish.
Oh, fuck.
Forgot about that. He dropped the mic
he
like
did.
Chris
he,
Rock.
Chris Rock. Have you ever gone back to that to those albums lately and listened to them?
What, the Chris Rock?
Like Bigger and Blacker or Bring the Pain.
Listen, Chris Rock had one really good show.
No, he had
I actually just finished, believe it or not, before I go to sleep, I always watch something funny. Like something goofy and funny. Like I watched all of Seinfeld.
Schindler's List.
I watched all of Schindler's List. I watched all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I finished that.
Yeah.
I rewatched Everybody Hates Chris. I finished it last night at like 2 a.m.
Well, I'm talking about his comedy show.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I like Chris Rock's humor. I did not like his last special. I thought it was too much on race and everything like that.
Yes. No, I agree with you. But I said I'm talking about like his 15 year ago specials.
I think they were pretty good at the time. I mean, they're still great.
They're still great. Is what I'm trying to say. Is that he really hit the nail on the head with those two albums? He really said a lot of stuff. He's got that great bit. I was thinking about it today.
The N-word and
not even that, but that was great too. But the one where they said that Biggie Smalls and Tupac got assassinated.
Yeah.
And he goes, Tupac and Biggie weren't assassinated. He goes, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Malcolm X was assassinated. John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He goes, those two motherfuckers got shot. The way he's canter, like everything about that was a great album.
Chris Rock is, there's a reason why he makes the amount of money he makes.
While you make the big bucks.
And listen, Everybody Hates Chris. Great show.
It was a good show.
Yeah,
it was.
Terry Crews makes it.
I liked it.
It's like a childhood show.
I always had a from an early age. I always had a boner for the mother in that show.
Oh yeah,
she's hot. Yeah. But Martin. Yeah, I'd fuck her.
That's Pam from. I know. Not Pam. Pam.
The other one, is it Pam?
Yeah, from Martin.
Pam.
Yeah, I always had a boner.
His girlfriend was Gina.
Gina.
Why are you doing that, Gina?
No, her friend is also somebody from Martin. On the show, and she's hot as fuck. She's got a great body. Oh, fuck.
What's the radio station that Martin worked
at? She plays like her friend from the salon.
I'm saying, this is trivia.
I don't remember.
It was WTUP. He goes, what up?
All right. What up? Yeah.
WTUP.
I don't remember Martin nearly as well as I should.
Yeah.
No, but the other girl was the other main girl on Martin.
Yep.
And she was on Everybody Hates Chris.
Yep.
And she's hot as fuck.
Gina?
Is it Gina? It might be Gina.
It's like the Biden hour. Gina?
Yeah.
Black folks.
We're just all trying to figure out shit.
Back in 1995. Yeah.
Not Tisha Campbell. Not Tisha Campbell.
That's the new.
The new Biden.
Yeah.
Black people.
Black people.
Tisha Campbell. Tisha Campbell played.
Yes, it's Tisha Campbell.
No. Tisha Campbell played Gina.
Gina.
Wait.
Pam was the tall, really sexy one.
Sassy.
That was
sassy.
She
11-11, make a wish.
She didn't like Martin.
Yes. They were always button heads.
I think that's who I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's her, dude.
The light skinned one?
No, that's Gina. My dog.
Yeah, Gina is like
the
wife in Everybody Hates Chris.
That's fun.
And she's got a big old ass.
Oh, that's
great.
Fun.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I love black girls' butts are the best.
Dude, she didn't age at all, I will tell you that much. I mean, the show's already 10 years old, so maybe she has since then. But speaking of that, just before we go, we have to talk about Coming to America.
Yeah.
We should have talked about it earlier.
Number two, America.
Coming to America, number two. Carmen, what did you think?
I would give it a 3 out of 5.
You?
We're doing stars?
Yeah.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
I would give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I thought it was hysterical.
See, here's my problem with it. It got better as it progressed, but I feel like a lot of it, they substituted actual fucking jokes for cameos from people.
There were so many cameos. But I kind of liked that. Ridiculousness of it.
No, but it was like, why does the goddamn
Vogue have to be
in
here?
Vogue and, hey, everybody, it's fucking Morgan Freeman. You know what I mean? It was just.
Well, here's the thing. I got really high before I watched it.
Right.
And I got really high.
Yeah.
That's a handicap.
You need to get really high before
it's a flavor enhancer.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a handicap. Yeah.
It was good.
No, because I've watched fucking horrible movies high and they're amazing.
It was good. I love Eddie Murphy, so I'll watch anything he's in. I thought it could have been better because the original was so good.
You can't compare it to the original.
I get what you're saying because at a high level, at a level of being high, listen,
I was laughing
saying,
my ass off.
At a level of being high, it was for high people. This movie,
yeah, it was supposed to be silly.
It was slower, like it was like a slower cartoonish, more of a cartoon. Like I the way I describe Coming to America, the sequel, was like if black people made an Adam Sandler movie.
Yes,
yeah,
perfect.
That's actually very well worded.
Just like, hey, it's Henry Winkler. Hi,
right,
Henry Winkler.
Right, exactly.
That's the same. Maybe being stoned, it made you made me appreciate that more because like I understood the ridiculousness of all the cameos.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, they're bringing all these people in.
But I was like, waiting. I was like, they had everybody in this fucking movie. Where's Sexual Chocolate? And then they, in the end, they bring him
in. Oh, there goes spoiler for you.
Well, I even said that. I was like, when's Sexual Chocolate coming back? Right. I was watching it with the girl, and I was like, when's Sexual Chocolate coming back?
Yeah, I was like, I was doing shit when it was on. But
it was good.
No, listen, it was what it was. Like, the thing is, people were comparing it to the original. I'm like, no, the original was one of the top five comedies of all time.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Like, you can't compare it to that. Mm-hmm. That'd be like if they made a remake of My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
You would never expect it to be as good as My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, God, imagine a modern day
My Cousin Vinny. Well, Joe Pesci is just way too old now.
No, it'd be like...
Now I want it to happen.
It would be like Pete Davidson.
Why don't we do it?
Yeah.
No, it'll be like... It'll be...
King of Staten Island was good. I enjoyed it.
Now Ralph Macchio is like a lawyer.
Yeah, right.
He's, you know, because he was in school at the time.
Oh, you just wrote the movie, right?
I just wrote
the
movie. And,
John
and,
Moses said the best thing about Ralph Macchio. Our boy John Moses, shout out. John Moses put on Twitter, he goes, Ralph Macchio is the mom jeans of karate. Dude,
funny.
I was like taking a poops and looking at my phone, and I read that, and I remember laughing.
And the
poop
came out faster.
You accidentally cut your turn in half because you laughed?
Yeah, I totally cut my turn in half.
You convulse.
Yeah, you convulse.
You know?
Your asshole clenches. Just snips it right off.
You see, everyone got that's such a good line.
Everyone got a science corner today before the show ended. But I mean, I give it 2 out of 5 because it's to me, like you said, like they had to rush all the old people that they wanted to see in the beginning, just because they were probably too old or just too cranky to do the rest of the movie.
The first 20 minutes, it was like, where's the jokes? It's just cameo after cameo after cameo.
I don't know. Maybe it was because I got really high because I knew I needed to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I knew it was one of those silly – because I didn't watch it the day it came out. I was like, I don't feel like watching this alone. I didn't take it out with somebody the next day. And I was like, let me just
also,
wait.
My other beef is this. They had to throw in the fucking strong woman storyline. It's like every goddamn show and movie.
Well, yeah. All right, that I'll give you.
Has to have a fucking strong
woman. I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
His wife that was in the first one, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
She aged hot. She aged bad, I thought.
I don't think so. I thought she aged pretty hot.
I thought she looked like a mummy.
Still had some big ass tits.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I think you're thinking of Leslie Jones, sir.
No, Leslie Jones was the funniest person in that movie.
I think Wesley Snipes was great.
Every scene with Wesley Snipes, I pissed my pants. Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was good in Dolomite,
the way he walked.
Yeah, he was.
The way he walked, like, when he was...
I would put
that
if Eddie Murphy.
Obviously, we're not on video.
Oh,
when
he does, like, he bows down a little bit, puts his hand on his stomach, and he does, like, a catwalk.
Other hand behind the back.
Yeah.
And he had that funny hair.
That's how my father-in-law walks, basically.
Get that scary African hair.
Dude, Wesley Snipes has been amazing in everything he's been in.
I thought Tracy Morgan was great.
Tracy Morgan was
amazing. He was really good, too. Yeah.
Well, actually, they're the ones that made it.
Yeah.
I think his family from Queens and Wesley Snipes made it.
Eddie Murphy was awesome, too, but he, you know, obviously he has to be a little reserved in the movie because he's the king, but
I gotta tell you,
he was great.
Eddie Murphy is fucking aging well, too. He looks almost exactly the same, dude. They did the flashbacks. It looks like the same guy.
All the old men... Like when it's clearly Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall in costume, that was all awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you come to expect that from an Eddie Murphy movie, though. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you this about Eddie Murphy.
I think for what it was excellent.
Yeah, it was. It was good. I give it 3 out of 5.
I'll tell you this about Eddie Murphy.
Because I was
so
disappointed in the goddamn, all the cameos and the whole bullshit storyline.
That's all just to make fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made fun of it while admiring it, kind of. You know what I mean?
He's Eddie Murphy's been around forever, but he was like fucking 17 when he started doing shit. Like,
yes.
He got big. He got famous at like 18.
He also took a lot of time off.
After
that transvestite thing, he really went off.
But remember how young he was when he started. So
yes.
Yeah, he looks good because he's only 60.
Is he 60?
He's 60 years old. Which is really not that old.
Dude, black don't crack, man. He don't look fucking 60.
But that's good.
But of course, they had to get like.
I'm sure he had makeup and shit on though.
Oh, he has like. I think he had a little work.
Well, that
done.
CGI
sure.
part where they do the flashback to the amazing. 80s, that was crazy how good.
First
that,
of all, I
it
was,
looked
I,
so good.
Yeah, I was amazed. I was like, shit. It looked like. Yeah. Did I miss this? Yeah. It's
so
first
funny
movie
because they made that shit look so fucking good. Meanwhile, fuck, they can't make a Scorsese. They can't make Robert De Niro look 24.
Oh yeah, god. Right. Well, De Niro also like was huffing and puffing as he kicked,
I'm telling
kicked a person
you,
worst
outside of
kicking movie.
I'm telling you. They were going to deep fake his shit. They were going to make it look good. And Robert De Niro went, nah.
I'll do it myself.
Nah, I'll do it. Nah. Just put makeup on me.
You know what,
there
De Niro,
was plenty of 70-year-old.
That was, yeah. Man.
There was plenty of 70-year-old men in Vietnam.
You know what's funny? So many Italians, like, right. revered Robert De Niro like he was the fucking god. And, like, once he did, like, that, fuck Donald Trump, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
So many Italians turned on
he
him.
Was,
I don't
know
fuck this guy.
That's like career suicide. He lost his whole fan base.
Dude, that is your fan base.
Yeah.
You, like, you are the Trump fan base.
Let me tell you something. Robert De Niro.
Italians came from Italy to get away from the shit. You know what I mean?
Robert,
like, it was just whatever.
Robert De Niro is a one-trick pony.
You
he's
think
a one
so?
Trick pony.
Yeah, I mean, he was
he's
good.
The
he's got Mean Streets. You got. You
yeah, it's all
mean,
mafia.
Godfather.
It's all mafia Italian. That's all it is. He tries to branch himself out. And it's so stupid.
No, that's not true.
No, listen.
Because you know why?
Dirty Grandpa, or what was it called? I thought one of his best performances
was the dad in A Bronx Tale. And he wasn't like some fucking mafia Gindaloon.
Bronx Guinea.
He played an Irish father in Bronx Tale.
No.
Yep.
No, C was Italian, dude. He was
oh,
a bus
I'm thinking
driver.
Goodfellas. I'm sorry. Yeah. The father in Goodfellas was
no.
Irish. Oh,
he was a bus
driver. No, he was Italian. Yeah,
I thought he was great.
Lorenzo,
that.
The bus
driver. He was trying
driver.
To keep his kid off the
yeah.
fucking out of the shit.
No, he's a great actor. He just, here's the thing.
Taxi
when you,
driver.
When you entertain people, it's like, keep your fucking opinions to yourself when you're in such a polarized country.
Right.
Again.
It's just, you're just.
You're alienating half your
okay,
fucking
okay, he's a two-trick pony. He plays
you got
a guinea, and he plays a street tough.
Oh, and then his later years, he started branching out into
he
comedy.
He started becoming a Jewish
he
father-in-law.
Started doing everything they give him. Yeah. Like, he literally, I feel like every script he reads, he's like, okay.
You know how that was, right? He was getting divorced. He needed the fucking money.
Oh, from his like, and that's a funny thing. Well, that's the thing. He loves black women.
Yeah,
Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm. He's
known for that, and like really dark. Like they can't even be light skinned.
Is there
really
a term
dark.
for guys that are into black women? Like they call.
What are you talking about, like Jungle Fever?
They call women mud sharks.
Well, I don't think that's
oil.
That,
it's
I think
oil.
That's a pretty
drilling.
Derogatory oil, term, but yes,
which I don't think is. Yeah, I didn't say it was a flattering term, but I think there was a term for.
What did you
it,
say?
Oil driller.
I've never heard that.
You never heard that? Yeah.
No, it's funny though. I don't know. We should make up our own.
Well, I don't want to make up our own.
Why? We're in the hole deep enough.
I don't think it's our place to say.
Right.
We're not in a hole for what? For a comedy podcast? Where,
why? Carmen has a black wife. So what is he?
That's true.
An oil driller.
That sounds far worse than anything I would have came
I mean,
up
what
with.
What is he with it, because he's married to a black woman, or what is
yeah.
he? Or what is he in general?
Oh yeah,
well, he's a lot of things in general.
He's a piece of shit.
All right, let's go home. I gotta drive.
I gotta go home too.
I gotta drive.
I live here. I gotta go home, guys.
I gotta drive, baby.
No, we had a good show. Listen, I knew we were gonna go more than an hour. I felt the energy tonight. Everybody, thank you for
great,
listening.
Man.
Zenhauser already gave the announcements, but yes, creepycorner.myc for our video shows. All our audio shit, which you're listening to right now, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. All right.
Sign my petition to protect Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yes.
Yeah, and also come up with a name for
you
Carmen.
You should really come up with a real petition.
Come up,
that.
Come up with
to.
A name for Carmen's new kid.
Yeah,
no.
we're naming Carmen's
I don't,
baby.
I don't want to hear it. It's going to be bad. It's going to be
no,
mean.
Yeah, of
like,
course
it's
going to be
mean.
It's
mean-spirited. It won't
no,
be
No, our
personal.
Fans all love us.
They
They're
love
not going to be that
they
bad.
Love you.
Right. Thank God Murph wasn't here for that conversation.
Yeah, no. And he's not going to listen, so don't
right.
worry about it.
Yeah. he's too busy with, he's got cock in his ears.
Laquantavious Johnson III. DeFabio.
Yo. He comes up with a lot of great names, though.
And the hot sauce. What was it called again? I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez.
Forget your sponsors. Jeez.
Silk City Hot Sauce. Silk City Hot Sauce.
Remember.
I knew it was something S City. I forgot for
remember,
a second.
Remember, jalapeno, garlic, cilantro, Silk City. You got a fucking
yeah,
winner on your hands.
It's nice to finally get a sponsor. Now we're like, now they got to take cues from us. Now they got to scream at us. No, they definitely did. But,
They got their guy like oh boss
yeah he's on the phone
they spoke to
he's
you
like then. Wait a minute jalapeno garlic cilantro
that's a great voice Why don't you do characters on the show?
I don't know. It just comes up sometimes.
But Silk City Hot Sauce. Remember, silkcityhotsauce.com and put in the code word CREEP. CREEP. Get some 15% discount on that order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might get like 3 cents off that. So
whoever.
Whatever. I just want some free hot sauce.
I'm into it.
And
stickers,
if they make a hot sauce,
throw some stickers in there too.
Anyway, stop pushing just your name. We need to make it.
Like Carmen, Carmen loves stickers.
I want to play with stickers. No, I just want that flavor. I don't give a fuck what you call it.
The autistic.
Hold on, ready?
Flavor.
Really,
that was a bassy one. I hope that came.
I hope that came in.
And now he's fanning his legs, so you get the. So he fans it over to you. he's no dummy.
Oh my god! All right, I hope you guys heard that
here.
Fart.
Oh,
no, you don't. Get out of here. You don't smell
yet.
It.
Garbage. I don't smell anything.
Smells
yet.
Like
I hope
cum.
I don't. See if I had everybody, thank you for listening. Shout out to all of our fans. Keep retweeting and talking about us, and give us comments. Let us know how you feel. Peace.